Oriental night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its 5th anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Laker sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA. Down Main Street.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal, they salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Bend, Franklin, and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
It's halftime in USA territory here. Lakers traveling over to USA. Although the Lakers are trailing by 5 at halftime. USA 31. Lakers 26. USA was leading by 5 after the first quarter, and that's how they ended the second quarter as well. So 15-10 after 131-26 at halftime. Nick Fletcher has 7 points. Kyle Fletcher has 6. Sean Faber has 5. Daniel Rick, 3-for-3 from behind the arc for 11 points, including a field goal in there as well. And Brendan Ballard has only 2 points. They were 3-for-3 from the free throw line in the first half for 100%. That's an easy percentage to determine. On the Lakers side of things, Nick Post has 6 points. Evan Gasha with 5. Kyle Binder for 4. Jared Schutte with 3. And Paul Zummer with 8. As they are doing some festivities here for coming home a day later than anticipated. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll break down the percentages right after this.
Did you notice the extra day at the end of this month? February 29th is Leap Day. It only happens once every 4 years. In honor of Leap Day, Thumb Sailor is having a sale so good, it only comes around once every 4 years. Make the leap to a smartphone. It's easier than ever. On Leap Day only, every smartphone in stock is marked down to just $29. That's right, the Motorola Milestone X2, just $29. The HTC Merge, just $29. The BlackBerry Curve, just $29. Smartphones valued at over $400 are marked down to just $29 for one day only. Or maybe it's time for you to make the leap to Thumb Cellular. On top of the crazy low Leap Day smartphone prices, you'll also get your voice plan for free until Memorial Day. That's 3 full months of voice service free just for making the leap to Thumb Cellular. With Thumb Cellular's unlimited smartphone data plan and 3G network, you'll be glad you did. 2-year agreement and terms of service apply. Offer good only while supplies last. This Wednesday, see Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Half time in USA, 31-26. USA leads by 5 over the Lakers. The King was just crowned for coming home 2012 in USA. Goes to Dakota Hicks, the senior at USA High School. He's the son of Brooke Van Hoost and Lyle Keys and John and Marie Hicks, escorted by his mother, Brooke. Congratulations, Dakota Hicks. What a name.
That is great.
Absolutely.
Going to be great memories for him for
That's right, as we're getting pictures out here. John, why don't you take us through the shot chart there for the first half?
You know, for a Saturday game, and for that matter, for a snow day Friday, you never know what you're going to go ahead and get. And both coaches, I'm sure, were a little bit worried about that. But this has been pretty a well-played game, especially with the percentages. We've already talked about the first quarter where the USA Patriots were shooting 43% and also the Lakers were shooting 36%. But the second quarter was even more interesting, I thought. USA took a little dip, 6 for 16 in the second quarter, 38%. For the Lakers, 7 for 12, 58%. And then if you add them all together, USA is shooting 40% total, and while the Lakers is shooting 46%. But what the most important stat, of course, of all is the hometown USA Patriots, 31, the visiting Elkton Pigeon Bay Port Lakers, 26.
And Lakers have not shot a free throw yet, so they are technically 0% from the free throw line. Really only three free throws this whole game that came from USA, and Nick Fletcher took all three for those. So, John, what is USA talking about in this halftime, even though they're starting fives out here with festivities? And then what's the Lakers talking about as well?
Well, as far as USA is concerned right now, I'm sure Coach Gainsforth is reminding them the fact that you don't let down. We need to go out there and pressure defense, pressure defense, pressure defense. That's the only three things he's going to talk about. Go out there and pressure them. It was starting to have a little bit of an effect, especially on the Laker guards who were pushing back and got called for the retaliation. For the Lakers, he needs a lead. Coach Majeski needs a lead. And once they get a lead, then I would expect them to play a little bit more controlled type of tempo offense and make the Patriots come to them, foul them, put them on the foul line and salt it away that way. As far as attacking, I like the way he's attacking right now. In fact, I love it when Nick Post goes on the inside, and he's been deadly there. He's not trying to drive it too much like he did last time, and last time he was just getting hammered by the inside police. And believe me, his nice little stroke on the inside is really a nice compliment to Paul Zwemer. Paul Zwemer now is finding himself a little bit more room to operate. And more importantly, too, is that the Laker guards are finding a range as well. You've got Gasho that has hit a three. You also have Schutte that has hit a three. So those kinds of things are going to go ahead and add to a Laker upset if they can get the lead.
Well, here's an upset alert on as well for you. In the East, at halftime, Marlette leads Harbor Beach 41-31. So, very interesting in all aspects here, because there's really a two-team race in the East between Harbor Beach and Ubley. If both teams win out, they don't face each other again. They're co-champs. On the West side, it's Reese and USA. So, very interesting here on what a It was a beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Now, Ubley was playing bad act a little bit earlier. Do you think that Coach Crickland might have gone the 17 miles a little bit to the east and watching some of this with a little hopeful attitude toward it?
I'm not quite sure, but you're tuned to WIW. We're in a three-minute holding pattern, I should say, according to the clock. 31-26, USA leads at halftime over the Lakers. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back with more after this.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary.